马后炮。
I think it's just as emotional. I reckon it's a good feeling. I'm a lot more mature now, and I've had a lot of success since I've been here. But you know, to have a winner as a trainer, it's not about that. It's about the effort and the time that's gone into this horse. He's been a very difficult horse to ride, and I've been the only one on him every single day. And that, for me, is satisfaction. I can't tell you how much satisfaction that is when a horse learns to trust you, and you can change it around. And from a horse that used to take off with his head up, to get him to put his head down and start to enjoy work. It's not about the class five. It's not about anything. It's about the individual that I got to actually start to enjoy racing. He's been showing me how much he's able to turn the corner the last 2 weeks. If you'd asked me 2 weeks ago, was I going to run him, I'd say absolutely not. And I didn't even trial him, because I knew that if I trialed him, it would work him up too much. So I've just been doing slow work on him, and a couple of canters and one jump out. And that indicated to me after that jump out that he was ready to go to the races and hold himself mentally stable. You know, he's more fragile mentally than anything else. So it was about getting him to the races and mentally containing himself to be able to run a race like he did today.
Today is your first day to be a trainer. The feeling must be very different from before.
Well, it was. The biggest difference is that I didn't have to get in the bath or go for a run and sweat. So I'm doing all the sweating at the moment. But it's phenomenal. It's fantastic. It's lovely to have the support. And to be able to have achieved my first winner on the first day, it's Hong Kong's my home, so it's a special feeling.
My last question is, are you happy with the first runner?
Yes, I was. It's a pity about the pace. They went very slow. It looked like that on paper, but he's a horse that doesn't help himself out the gates. But I thought Alberto had him in a really good position. The horse in front of him, unfortunately, didn't take him into the race, kept dragging him back. And I think that was the difference between possibly finishing a lot closer as opposed to where he did.
好，咁啊，马后炮第一集，咁啊，我两位拍档，咁啊，吓，阿拉拉，
系，
拉拉赢好捻多马，好似最近，即系又到新加坡马，话你都犀利喎，
胜利啊，
即系胜利，新加坡马咪好肚咯，我哋拗晒头，
啊，都唔系喎，你睇佢
有得搏，
佢喺癫狗马已经写几
啲新加坡马成日都
有啲计仔，
即系有啲计仔，即系有啲研究啊，系嘛，
研究嘅，
新加坡马有时又都会同香港有双边头转噶嘛，系咪？
系啊系啊，好快有啦，好快有啦，
好快有
啦
，OK， 咁嗱，我哋即系呢个节目头炮啦，吓，咁其实。呢、这個節目咧就係真係馬後放炮啊！咁馬後炮兩個解釋嘅，一個就係、是，我哋馬後炮啫，係咪即係？喂，有咗賽果之後，你先走去講嘢，咁啊邊個都識講啦？馬後炮咁嗱，呢、这個馬後炮就馬可以係馬後開炮嘅。咁開炮對咩人呢？屌，香港其實除咗特區政府咧，最有錢嘅就係馬會噶啦，知唔知？但係馬特區政府係不受約制，但起碼有班議員喺度呱呱嘈啊嘛，係咪先？係有啲傳媒啊嘛，馬會係完全不受監察嘅，你知唔知啊？係嘛？佢而家有幾多錢？你知唔知啊？唔知係嘛？你有數得計噶嘛，大佬？佢只有入冇，即係佢入一路係咁入，但係佢出咧，即係同入嗰條數，你睇唔到噶嘛？係咪？你睇唔到係點樣？即係佢究竟有幾多錢入？然後即係出咗幾多錢咁，你睇唔到個數。
咁有樣嘢可以知啊，開羅日
佢有冇個
12億投注額？
係啦，嗰個就一定講啦，佢係喂啊嘛，大佬，我仲有
嗰個一定要報嘅，因為要牽涉到嗰個賽日嘅博彩税要交。
係咯，咁仲有嗰啲高層分紅噶嘛嘢，係咪好撚肥啊？知唔知？
肥到物都漲。
我哋香港啲法定機構咧就好，同馬會個行政總裁都係啦，係嘛？喂，千萬以上年薪嘅。
2000万以上啊！
喂，呢一个行政总裁呢条德国佬啦，我同佢好熟下嘅。喂，我识佢嗰阵时，佢喺赛事小组嘅啫嘛。
做嗰阵时，佢系做呢个赛马事务师。
啊，赛马事务师咯。
即系而家
一嚟嘅时候都唔系赛马事务师。
系一嚟都系已经系噶啦。
系噶啦。
一嚟已经系噶啦，系啊。
咁佢就计呢个王志刚
之后，
之后做呢个行政总裁都好多年噶啦。佢個年薪我估計即係嗱，呢個可能就有得佢會 disclose 嘅，就係
個年報有公布嘅，
超過2000万，
2000万底年basic 2000万再加
嗱，我哋跑馬嘅人咧，即係跑馬意思即係賭馬啦嚇，屌你成日講跑馬咩？ 跑馬係啲騎師跑嘅，我哋賭馬嘅人就唔係跑馬，係跑山，輸緊咗錢就係咪？即係你就係等於喺度做善事咁，成日自己安慰自己係嘛？咁做善事意思就係因為佢呢一個即係馬會咧，佢唔係一個私人機構嚟噶嘛，佢唔係私人盈利噶嘛，唔係哇個累積啲財富得了係咪？你唔可以俾私人經營噶嘛？澳門馬會就私人經營嘅，但係做到蝕本嘅。OK， 咁冇計啦，呢、這個就即係天時地利人和好多因素所造成嘅。但香港馬會咧就真係賺好多錢噶嘛。你想想他出糧可以出那麼多錢，譚志源做政制及內地事務局局長的時候不是三四百萬一年，來到馬會他不止三四百萬一年嘛，不是他做來做什麼五夠是吧，是吧，那他做什麼局長呢，當然去做馬會啦，是吧，五夠啊，這個譚志源屌你，這個政改三人組我叫他落地獄，這個呢我那次在馬會見到他，嘿，我在這裡不用被你罵，我就立刻舉
個這麼無
屌你了，立刻舉我在這裡不用被你罵，是吧，咁啊，馬後炮呢個節目，咁當然我哋都會揀一啲場次，咁同大家即係分析下啦，係咪？咁我有兩個拍檔喺度，咁佢哋係專家，咁我啊插科打韻嘅啫，係咪？咁我都會講下嘅。嗱，頭先嗰段片段咧，就係呢個偉達做呢個右騎轉練啊，做練馬師嘅，即係處男贏馬，
係啦，
咪都算即係好過第二場。
佢第二場就贏啦。
第二場就贏咯，係咪？咁啊，起碼就即係你睇到佢好開心啦，係咪？即係佢太太啊，嗰個咪個女啊，
個女嚟啦，
好開心啦，係咪？咁佢講呢匹馬嘅時候咧，就即係嗱，我哋又冇片段關於呢匹馬嘅。
有，大家我哋有翻條片俾啦，大家睇咗上一場馬嘅。不過咧，
頭
先你講開佢啦，咁啊，即係都係好多，即係賽前其實就好多注好受備受注目，因為首先啦，佢啊當然有十三屆冠軍咩啦，咁第二樣嘢其實最緊要就係咧。佢就即係食咗嚿豬頭骨啦。點樣食嚿豬頭骨呢？因為佢開倉嘅時候咧，馬會就安排佢去咗嗰個備受爭議嘅奧運馬房。
OK。
咁個奧運馬房，你知道我哋老友 Michael 正啦，咁喺嗰度都喺嗰度練咗咁耐，都冇乜運行啦，係咪？
而家係重化，
重化都冇佢份住，重化都冇嘅，因為重化佢係要有咁份上下馬先得嘅。咁但係你就係話嗰個一路好多人講就係呢個奧運馬房就係一個死穴，即係咧好多。好多就算強如啲啊霍利士啊甚至乎咧史前嘅薛達志啊冠軍級人馬，去到嗰度都要冇牌揾騎手，仲有啱啱之前攞咗個牌，跟住冇幾耐又走咗嗰個麥飛文咧，又係去咗奧運馬房，就係搞唔掂，第一季都唔達標，跟住第二季咧又玩兩嘢又走埋啦，咁所以咧偉達咧佢依家喺嗰個開莊其實都。都係好受
不利嘅，
係有好多不利嘅因素，咁所以佢哇佢而家咁
大。嗱，而家佢個倉有幾多隻馬？
47隻，
都 OK 嘅咯，即係啱啱開倉算係咁嘅喎，即係好多人俾面佢嘅喎，又有啲大摩馬過去啊，又有何良啊，都好多。
今日49啊，
而家49啦，
49，我諗佢應該60隻冇走雞嘅啦，即係跟住落嚟係嘛？咁可能仲有啲新馬翻緊嚟咧，係咪？
係啊，嗰度嗱，而家嗰40幾隻馬當中啦，咁有大概三分一到。咧係啲未改名嘅新馬嚟嘅，咁係啦，咁所以都即係都要，
即係話都好多馬主支持佢，
一定係啦，
係啊，唔係點會有喺40幾隻裏邊有10幾隻新馬？舊馬咧就已經即係有啲即係都見曬底嘅嘛，好多已經係嘛，或者即係好多馬迷成日中意講嗰句就係、是、啊上一手馬房燉啊燉咗，而家啲燉品咧啊，咁啊你又有著數啊咁樣。咁呢只明月星輝咧第五班先贏，都即係真係嚇、叫做。佢試過上一季都試過跑得近啲嘅千二，
佢最好試過喺四班都上到名添，喺河嗰陣佢試過，但係就因為阿偉達都接受訪問啦，佢就話呢只馬嗰個疆口一直搞上手馬房搞唔掂啦，就好直接咁講。咁去到佢個馬房就自己全部自己操，你睇個神操表都係嘅，佢全部自己操，結果就教翻，跟住俾個貝力斯嘅指示就係你俾只馬自由發揮，咁跟住就搞掂啦咁樣。
可能佢比較著數啲，亦都係呢樣咯，會唔會咧？咪即係嚇，相對嚟講比較著數啲咯，係嘛？咁你自己又操住只馬好清楚噶啦嘛，嗱，所以只馬喺隔夜，我記得嗰陣時候，我哋睇嘅時候個賠率係5倍嘅，咁啊臨場後屘都有67蚊
咯，係啊，
都算好分嘅，咁但係。即係呢場都有啲馬啊，即係咩飛噶嘛，係咪先？咁同埋五班嘅馬，即係其實都真係，即係大家都喺度估嘅啫，係嘛？咁佢可以贏都算係咁啦。
咁佢我哋睇翻條片先啦，不如
我哋一路睇片啊，一路講走位啦。
其實就 準備講啦，我唔要聲。
好，你一跳出嚟。
其實咧就呢一組馬咧，你睇翻啊，好多馬放頭嘅，你睇住個段速，咁啊百里名驅啦，你見到跟住找黃君天啦，各人唔知道做乜嘢嘅。抌我出嚟，跟住咧拉後大圓圖三疊嘅，你見到嘅欣欣腳莫拉一定懟喺前面。你見到連銀城福星呢只用十磅仔都擺唔到喺前面走，跟住你睇佢打嗰段速，五班馬第一段係23.5秒咧，其實就放得好快。咁所以咧，你見到前面嗰啲咧就斷曬咁滯嘅，差唔多係啊嗰啲。咁你見到明月星輝咧，所以佢流得好順啦，一係流得順，跟住你見到一轉嘅話。一拉出去就搞掂啦！你見到前面印印腳百里明，佢百里明
放死咗啦，
已經放死咗啦。咁你見到就一出去望空，其實就唔係佢衝得勁，係你前面嗰啲馬腳軟，
咪基本上已經
散曬咁滯噶啦。
已經喺度爬一爬啦，
啲係啦。咁你見到佢幾步咁樣上嚟就過。就上到嚟，咁你見到
好輕鬆咁贏，
你跟住見到後面嗰兩隻衝上嚟，一隻金錢炮啦，另外一隻就係
嗰
只葵涌精英，葵涌精英係完全都未上過名嘅，咁樣就結果就俾佢咁樣搞完咗，咁可以翻嚟啊，其實
所以咪條 Q 四球幾水萬幾蚊
爭咗。其實嗱咁樣講啦，呢一場馬你睇翻佢嗰個總時間都係1:09.9咧，尤其是呢啲快披醒嘅場合咧。1:09.9個水準就真的差得很緊要，因為
係
啦，佢係1:09.99，即係爭啲就係1:10以外個終點，所以就五班馬，不過就浩亞偉達就贏到馬啦。
只馬咧，如果你睇咁嘅形勢咧，咁加上佢一路操開呢只馬，咁你貝力斯照足指示，咁就贏噶啦嘛，係咪？所以呢場我諗佢都。
都好有信心，
好有信心。
即系你睇先，头先睇翻佢，我哋节目开始嗰个访问，其实佢都即系喺佢啲言语之间，佢都对呢只马，即系喺个今日，即系嗰日咧出咁多匹马之中，呢匹佢系即系叫最有信心嗰只嚟嘅。咁啊咁嗰场马咁啊，大家嗱，我哋可以再睇埋个巡逻影片啦，即系都可以睇到有啲其他有啲马咧，即系啲走位点样啊吓，就三头先阿拉拉讲。好似啲右手，
睇下找黃君天啊！佢你
找黃君天喺11檔嘅，咁啊而家咧拖住就拍住只硬硬腳，咁啊諗住喺前面走，咁啊而家縮下後啲，縮下後啲，咁但係咧就真係國能都真係我哋都
呢個廢嘅呢個騎師真
係，呢個騎師都係，
呢個人我哋以前喺射馬，我哋
成日
射馬都成日講佢都係，都係宅使，仲以為排外檔添，咪
一排出外檔就瓜㗎啦。
係啦，仲有另外一個叫田太安，
呢個陣間會講田太安。
嗱咁啊，而家佢你見到即係各方啲走位，咁啊前面嗰只即係百里名驅，其實都放得都好快，頭先阿拉拉都講咗啦。咁啊變咗你睇到阿貝力斯，其實你睇到佢最後嗰幾步咧，其實咧只馬本身嘅出腳都唔係話好順。咁但係只不過咧，即係只馬佢嘅早段係好輕鬆。嗱，而家最而家鏡頭最右邊黃衫嗰個咧，貝力斯而家叫做立下立腳，揚一揚，咁已經開始有個反應。但係咧，只馬都仲係有啲閃閃啲。嗱，呢度再打多兩邊，咁已經係攤行友就一衝。
嗰兩邊移正個位咁啊，
就過曬啦。嗱，咁你反而咧頭先初早段出頭嘅硬硬腳啦，喺中間藍白帽嗰只咧，咁啊以為佢得啦，但係咧中下一個又係唔係咁多，可以唔要攞翻嚟啦。
一放頭嗰啲全部瓜齊
啦，咁所以變咗你睇咗呢一場馬就即係贏得好篤定啦。咁你葵涌精英嗰啲都係食住個步速跟住只明月星輝跑翻嚟，咁啊金錢豹又係恰，即係喺呢個班亦都係恰如其分。一陣間咧，陣間我哋喺節目後段咧，我哋都會有幾場馬都會講下何澤耀。
金錢豹係一隻五班好忠心嘅馬，
係啦，
係長期買三四重彩或者我哋射馬，如果有金錢豹嘅場合。基本上你都要，
同埋都係有得瞓，
基本上你都要擺喺，
成日都有得瞓嘅。
你金錢豹佢都係
咁嗱，佢出六隻啦，偉達咁啊，
七隻
咧，咁啊贏嗰啲隻，另外仲有潘頓幫佢騎嗰只第八場嘅，
嗰只就瓜咗，
嗰只
一陣間咧，我哋講第八場嘅時候咧，我哋都會講嘅，因為嗰場就都出現啲幾冷嘅賽果啦。咁啊，我哋即係癲狗馬經啊，老兵咧嗰日咧就真係威到盡啦，就呢只大金庫咁就我哋一。就中咗不特止咁啊！亦都因為呢只大金庫咧，就我哋佢啊嗰個專欄就中埋六萬彩添。
嗱，所以咧，我哋即係又希望大家支持下呢個《癲狗馬經》啦，即係《癲狗日報》嘅《癲狗馬經》啦。咁啊，總編輯咧，主編就係呢個尤達啦，係咪？咁啊，今季咧就希望又可以幫我哋啲即係讀者嚇。 即係馬迷嚇，即係爭取啲好嘅成績嚇。咁啊，你又可以支持射馬，俾四嚿水，你又可以兩嚿水睇呢個癲狗馬經嚇。咁啊，
睇埋呢個馬後炮，因為當然啦，即係今日即係今次，因為禮拜三冇馬炮啦，咁啊，所以比較集中都係講翻開羅日嘅賽事。咁但係咧就係話，我哋喺做盡量喺一路做呢個節目當中咧，咁就除咗我哋咁樣睇翻啲賽事之中之外。睇下有乜嘢古靈精怪，好似我哋嗰個 Jingle 抽絲剝繭。
我其實呢個節目咧，就係你哋之前嗰個節目上一季嗰個節目啊，
馬場 USB
嘅，馬場 USB， 而家就加多個人落嚟，咁啊重新開始，咁解嘅啫，
爭好遠啊！
咁啊，不過希望多啲人，希望多啲人睇，跟住同埋我哋間唔中啊請啲人上嚟做嘉賓，即係咁樣。
我哋呢啲係做哼哈二唱。
唔係啊，我入馬場咧，我可以溜下啲朋友，有啲可以叫佢上嚟都得噶嘛，如果佢有興趣係嘛。嗱，今日咧就因為我有事嘅。所以跟住落嚟嗰幾 part 咧，就佢哋兩個搞掂嚇，我就開咗個頭先，咁啊以後你都繼續會見到我噶啦嚇，咁啊希望大家支持馬後炮係嘛，咁啊上去即係上架即係俾錢嚇，多謝大家
支持，咁我哋下一節翻嚟再傾。